One of the fastest growing review sites on the planet just named a new CMO. G2 Crowd, the Yelp for business-to-business services, just announced Aussie-born Ryan Benici. And it's no wonder, Ryan spent the bulk of the last decade working for some of the top-reviewed companies on G2. HubSpot, Salesforce, Microsoft, coincidentally, each company absolutely crushes on inbound marketing. So let's give Ryan a Chicago-style g'day, mate, and see what he's got in store for G2 Crowd in the next year. Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Dittune, and this is TechNorly Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. New to town, Ryan Benici. Did I get this right?
You did. Thanks.
I got it right. The new CMO of G2 Crowd, the first place you stop right after you get off the plane, is here with TechNorly. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So without any sort of right off the cuff, I'm going to ask you the first person to ask you as the new CMO of G2 Crowd, what is G2 Crowd? No pressure.
So, I mean, I think in the most simplest term, it's an online review site for the B2B space. So if you think of like buying software, and I don't know if you've ever bought any software yourself, Scott.
I have. And I will tell you, as I said to Tim when he was on the show not that long ago, it didn't go well.
It's a really, really difficult process buying software. And I think for the longest time, there's just been no transparency in the process. And if you think of it, I mean, it's kind of changed with the revolution of the internet even though. But, 10 years ago, even a buyer was just really kind of at the like beck and call of a sales rep. So everything that they learned about a software product was what they heard from a sales rep. And so without that ability to learn like what sales products actually did, there's just a lot of people that have bought a lot of software that didn't actually deliver the results that they were hoping for. So I think we try and help businesses grow faster by helping them find the best software for them to grow.
You know, we recently did do this. We bought software that we like for this studio that we have not used yet because the people we talked to on the sales side of things, shockingly, didn't have any understanding of the product they were actually selling. Like they thought they did. And I mean, I'm sure that they were told that they know what they're talking about. Mm. None of the specs lined up. All of the things they said about like, well, as long as you have minimums of this and this and this on your computer, you're good. Not true. Doesn't work. Freezes, crashes every time. And I actually, like, if we can go a little deeper on just like the need for a G2 crowd, I can speak directly to the fact that the vast majority, and actually, ironically as this is, December 15th, we're actually hosting a workshop trying to solve a little bit of this problem. The sales teams of the past, which were usually industry people who maybe bounced from different place to place, but they were in the same usual industry for 30 something years. They knew their product. I mean, that was number one, right? You get home, you take your book of all your product, you learn everything. It's not like that anymore. And we have salespeople who honestly are taking their job as a salesperson because they couldn't get anything else. That was the job that was available. Mm. And what ends up happening is you've got these awesome tech companies, these SaaS platforms growing like a weed, hiring hundreds of salespeople, and not one of them knows what the hell they're selling. And so without something like a G2 crowd, like I don't know how I would ever know what I'm actually getting anymore. And I think it makes you guys so much more valuable because literally, if I was trying to like for, I'm not going to name drop because the company, because we want to try to get a refund, but in all seriousness, like had I known and had they been on G2 crowd, I would have known. The like, we have had problems, you know, I'm quote unquote person using it as a reviewer. We have had problems with this. And I would have known like that's probably a likely problem I would have had. That salesperson has probably never used the software he's selling in his life. And so this is an opportunity, I think, for people like me, particularly who are really dumb when it comes to this stuff, as well as like major businesses to figure out like, is this brand a good fit for us? Is Salesforce or is it HubSpot, which is right for us? Yeah. So I guess to kind of talk to that a little bit, where are you most excited about like getting involved in this?
I mean, there's a lot of areas I'm really excited about. I mean, I think, you know, we're excited obviously to be like democratizing the software industry, I think, and helping people actually see like the truth and the reality behind different products, because I think a lot of the time, you know, software companies are amazing at selling the dream.
Yeah.
They're some of the best marketers in the world, I think, and it was amazing kind of like, you know, being at different software companies over the last decade to kind of learn from, you know, some of the best folks and how that's done. But I think at the end of the day, right, a lot of the time it's vaporware, which is really unfortunate. And I think, so that excites me a lot because I love, it's really nice like being on the flip side of the equation now. So I love that aspect of it. But I think what I'm most excited about is just like our customers and looking at all of the buyers that are coming to our site every month. It's in the millions. And that's like a really great data point for me that like, wow, people are truly like seeing what we're doing. They're finding our content and we're educating them in the process. So that's,
yeah,
pretty exciting.
You're what is it? I didn't, what number are you at now? Is it a million and a half or something? 2 million reviews or something like that?
Yeah. Our reviews are, we've just broken the, like we're close to 300,000 reviews that are totally verified, which
I was thinking
exciting.
About the number of visitors.
And the visitors are in the millions now, yep. Which is exciting and
that's
growing
awesome.
Really quickly. So
you talked about this a little bit, about your background being on the other side of the coin. Mm. Give us a little bit about your background, your experience in this sort of in the industry up until this point, and then let's kind of play a little role reversal as to like what are some of the things that you would like me as a visitor of G2 Crowd would be able to learn about the companies you used to work for by going to G2 Crowd.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I mean, I started my career like to go back quite a bit.
Oh, go to that Wayback Machine.
I started it at Microsoft, and I was working on consumer marketing there. Yeah, it was a really cool start. I mean, it was a really tough time, actually, when I was at Microsoft, because it was when Apple was really kind of taking over in the business world. Yep. So it was kind of like that bring-your-own-device-to-work sort of revolution was happening. People were bringing in their first iPhones, and IT teams at companies hadn't seen them before, and people were effectively forcing their businesses to like make their personal phone work for work. Yep. So kind of really experienced like how to sell software online to consumers at Microsoft, which is a really fun time. I learned a lot, even though it was like really hard, but I felt like that kind of like made me learn a lot quicker. Yeah. And so then I moved from Microsoft to Exact Target. So Microsoft was one of the largest customers of Exact Target at the time, which was obviously an email service provider that then went multi-product into social and mobile and web. And ran their marketing in APAC. So I was the first marketer, and then I built out a team of around 20 marketers over the course of 3 or so years. That was a really interesting change because that was enterprise B2B marketing, so completely different to what I was doing at Microsoft. And the enterprise B2B marketing and sales process is so different. It's much more long-term. There's much more like relationship building. It's much more consultative. So learn a lot about that sales process and that marketing process, and account-based marketing was a big part of that. So that kind of like really helped me, I think, refine that playbook, I guess, if you will. And then Exact Target was bought by Salesforce for a couple billion dollars, you know, just small change.
Yeah.
And then was as part of Salesforce for a few years and learned that machine. And Salesforce is a fascinating beast, obviously, because, you know, they service the small and medium business down and startups all the way up to some of the biggest enterprises in the world. And so there I was kind of able to flex like that whole enterprise B2B muscle, but also down in SMB. And then a few years in, I just kind of felt like I'd learned that playbook and I wasn't really learning as much as I wanted to be learning. And so I'd always really admired HubSpot and I still do. They've got an amazing product and I love the sales process. It's really consultative. People there are fantastic. And so I kind of was really excited to join HubSpot after Salesforce because HubSpot's like a super unique in that they're this software company that sells to businesses, but they go about selling to businesses in a very different way to most sales companies. Yeah. So instead of it being outbound sales, it's all about inbound marketing and sales, right? Which is creating
which
content.
Which they do an incredible job of.
Which they do an amazing job of, right? Yeah. And, you know, like, you know, this is a good example of like content marketing, right? Like we're creating content right now. People that might search for that online might come across this podcast and then learn something, hopefully. Yeah. And so I was really excited at the prospect of being able to learn those sorts of content marketing strategies and inbound marketing strategies, which scale really nicely to B2C companies as well, because mm-hmm. obviously there's millions, billions of consumers in the world that are going online to Google and Bing every day and searching for things. So, I mean, imagine learning how to create content that would attract those people and they would find to then ultimately help them and then potentially sell a product without having to pay anything, like no advertising dollars yep. spent. And I think that's what's really fascinating to me about inbound marketing is that like once you create content, you own that content, right? Yep. So that anyone searching for that today, next year can still find that. And I think CFOs and like financial teams and CEOs love inbound marketing and sales, obviously, because it's like an asset almost on like a line item on their record as a company, because they can guarantee X number of organic visitors to their site every month or to yep. their store. So that was an amazing experience to learn that, I think. And I felt like, I don't know, I just had been in the software industry for quite a while and I was really excited to flip onto the other side of the market really and help buyers, I think, you know, find better products. And I'd always worked for the company that I thought was the best at what they were doing at the time, which was nice. So it never felt like I was marketing and selling a product that I didn't truly believe in. But I don't know if that's the case for everyone that works at a company, right?
I mean, I don't think, like, most of the time I would say it's usually not the case. But, yeah. That is the cool part. I think that's the attraction to me and to the tech industry in general is that, you know, like if you just look at your background, like look at the companies you went to, hop one at a time, that is one of the only industries I can think of that that's actually possible is this tech industry. You're not going to be bouncing from, you know, Ford to Chevy to what, like this doesn't work that way. But in tech, it's, there's a huge opportunity for merger acquisition. There's a massive learning curve, but everything operates in a vacuum. It's just so fast.
Totally. So, and I think it's product innovation as well, right? Like, you know, obviously, like the car is an incredible invention, right? Yep. And what Elon Musk is doing is trying to like take that further. But in some ways, it's almost like iterative. Like the concept like, of a car hasn't really exactly.
Yeah, it's not
I think with software, we're still at the early days of kind of like where software can go. And I think with machine learning and AI, it's changing really quickly. So that's really fun. So I agree. There's so much innovation there. And I think I love working for really innovative companies that like are trying to do something different and create something special. And, you know, if you look at the companies I work for, obviously, like I followed those companies and I, you know, follow a company for years before I think of like wanting to work there, obviously. And that was no different for G2 Crowd.
I was going to say you found another one.
I'm really excited. It's kind of exciting to move to Chicago as well, because I feel like there's such an exciting and like fast growing startup, you know, scene here that I don't feel like America is aware of, you know, in the world of like Silicon Valley or even like, you know, the East Coast sort of tech. I feel like Chicago is still super underrated, which is I think exciting for all of us in this space, because we can do some really awesome things.
It's not the huge amount of money, but I will say for all the Silicon Valley people who ignore and act like they just flew over it. That's right. last month we did $90 million in investment, and almost half that money came from outside of the city.
It's wild. Yeah.
So things are turning there. The only thing I would say to you though is, you should have told G2, like, I want to work with you. It's all going to be great, but I'm not coming until, like, May.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're doing here right now. Like, it's
chilly.
It
it's chilly. And I only moved from Australia, actually, a little under a year ago. So after, like, I kind of moved in spring. So I own my first down jacket.
Like, do you know what you're getting into yet?
I think I do. Like, I was here for Snowpocalypse a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're fine.
So I traveled here quite a lot with Salesforce and ExactTarget, obviously, was based out of Indianapolis.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, Chicago is such a great city, but I am going to totally struggle with the winter, but
plan all of your trips.
Yeah.
You got to get to know all your customers. So like for the next 2 or 3 months, I expect to see you flying around, got to go to San Francisco, guys. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to ask you is you really are in a unique spot here, is you're just sort of getting yourself ingrained with G2 Crowd. You've got the background and experience you have. You know those companies from the inside, so you know what the messaging was that you were trying to get out to people. Now you're in a position where you literally can say to anyone, you know, this is what it would have been like for the user, right? Like there's one thing, one side is HubSpot says, here's what it is like to work with us. And then there's all the users who are like, well, we love HubSpot, but this is really what it's like to work with HubSpot. Mm. Can you give an example of like, what it would be like for me to use HubSpot or to use Salesforce, like in the eyes of a G2 Crowd?
You know, it really kind of depends, I think, on the company that's using the software, right? So like Salesforce will be an incredible tool for some businesses and not for others. And same for HubSpot. And, you know, they're just two out of hundreds, thousands of providers that are out there, obviously. But I think what's really nice with G2 Crowd is that like we help you actually find software that's built for your size of business.
Yep.
Because I think that's where it gets tricky as a sales company, is that, you know, you're hiring lots of sales reps, you're growing really quickly. Sales reps, when they're still ramping, right, aren't great at necessarily identifying companies that are a perfect fit for their software. But if they're a great salesperson, if their marketing team is a great marketing team, the tool might look like it's a good fit for them. And if you know, I love Product Hunt. I'm like on there every day testing out new products. I love looking at like product, like workflows and how people move you through the product to make you sign up for different things. I'm a total geek with that sort of stuff. But like there's so many products launching every freaking day. Like how the fuck is someone meant to actually know which one to use? And they market themselves really well. So that's what I think is fantastic about G2 Crowd, is that like we actually help you find out software for you based on people that use the software.
I totally agree with you. And that's one of the reasons that we love G2 Crowd. But the thing that like I even myself struggle to explain to people, because I'm not in, you know, I'm not in the position of selling services and things of that nature. So what would be like, you don't have to go into all of them, but like what would be like two or three pillars that you would look at as like, when I'm going to G2 Crowd because I'm thinking about working with Salesforce versus HubSpot versus whatever, versus there's a new one that just came out the other day called GMAS, which enables you to actually plug into your Gmail account. So if you're a small business, you can send up to 2,000 emails a day.
Yeah, there's a lot of new
$7 a month. $7 a month. Craziness. Yeah. But like, how would I know whether, like, what would I find on G2 Crowd to differentiate between, I can use GMAS and its limited scope of things, I need HubSpot because I'm this business or I'm Salesforce?
So the way, I mean, the grid in its most basic form looks at things is like customer satisfaction and then market presence, right? And so you can then obviously filter that by the different segments. So if you're a small or medium business, the grid automatically changes for you. So you can start to see, okay, like people in the SMB space, like how satisfied are they with all of the different tools? So I think at like the highest level, like that's an incredibly powerful thing for buyers to be able to actually say, okay, I'm an SMB, I'm looking at CRM, or I'm looking at, you know, an accounts payable system. Who are companies in that same space as me and with the same problems, and what are they facing? So I think that at its core is fantastic. But then going into just the features even of the different tools and being able to break that down, a lot of the time software companies make it really difficult for you to actually like see what features
they do.
And I think a big part of that is because the traditional SaaS model was very custom in that, you know, a big enterprise would pay millions of dollars to customize the tool to do whatever it wanted for their business. And there's this new breed of technology today, and I think HubSpot probably falls into that category of tools that like aren't as customizable, but they do a lot of things that most basic businesses would actually want to do.
It's like the Steve Jobsism of like, don't give them choices. Just tell them like, here's the things you need
totally,
and you're
going
to use it.
Totally. And I think that the thing that I think a lot of software companies are struggling with is they went after the enterprise early on because enterprise was a really quick way to make lots of money. If you sign one customer, you know, you could be talking millions in subscription a year. But as you customize your product like every year for more and more big customers, it gets harder to actually innovate on your product because all of your future product updates need to factor in and be able to work for all of those customers that have customized over the years. And if you look at, you know, big companies like GE and Pfizer and all these companies that use technology and have customized it, they're spending, you know, millions, probably billions of dollars, really. I'm sure, like, if you looked at the revenues of some of the top enterprise SaaS companies, 80% of their revenue would come from 10 to 20% of their customers. So it's kind of this, like, very interesting shift, I think. And there's, you know, these new companies like GMAS that you just mentioned that are trying to actually flip it the opposite way and go after the consumer. So, like, trying to target a salesperson or a marketer at a small business and help them solve one little small pain point. So it might be sending emails in mass from Gmail, or it might be creating a blog really easily or monitoring web traffic and then selling into them and then having them sell into their business for them. So it's kind of like an interesting sales model. And what's interesting about it is it requires customer satisfaction, because if the customer doesn't love the tool, they're not going to go to their boss. Need to get this tool.
I love that. I think the coolest part to me on this for businesses, small businesses in the tech community, startups, to me, is that they can get on a platform like this and get in front of a compare and contrast with mega competitors that they have, like, honestly, jokes aside, like, no business being next to, but they are the platform because they're an option. Totally. And if they can get user validation.
Absolutely. And we're really, really passionate at empowering startups to be able to start to compete with the big guys out there.
We've built our entire business model on that.
So I think that's like a really important thing. And I think that's why a lot of like new businesses and startups love G2 Crowd, because immediately they can get credibility from getting some of their customers to review their product. And it's not always about good reviews as well, right? We've done so much research on this to show that actually customers are craving negative reviews as well, which sounds crazy. And, you know,
well,
CMOs
and
software companies.
At its worst, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think of like the way you use Amazon or anything like that, or even Yelp or Glassdoor, if you see 10 perfect reviews in a row,
I assume they're paid.
You kind of like, and I mean, we obviously control for that at G2 Crowd and everything's verified with LinkedIn, but no, other platforms don't. And so I think that's why, you know, I'm excited, because, you know, I love the startup space and I, you know, love the enterprise space as well. But I know, having worked with so many startups, how hard it is to scale up out of startup mode. And, you know, we help them do that, which is pretty fun.
Well, obviously having an ally at your position at this company for startups is a huge asset to the community. Before I let you go out of here and freeze, I want to ask, what is the big picture plan for you as you come in? I mean, it could be personal, it could be for the company. What is that one thing that you're most excited about getting going on?
Yeah, gosh, that's a really hard question because there's so many
things. That's why I saved it for the end.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I mean, obviously getting to work with the current team, like G2 Crowd has an incredibly strong and passionate team. And that was one of the biggest reasons as well that, you know, I decided to move was because I just saw the founding team and how strong they were and how much they understood the industry and how, you know, passionate they were about helping buyers. So I'm excited to kind of work with that team and actually learn from them and hopefully work with and collaborate and create some awesome things. But I think on the marketing side specifically, I'm really excited at looking at how we actually build a really strong inbound demand generating funnel.
Yep.
Because I think we've focused on buyers for a really long time and we'll obviously, you know, continue to focus on them. They're our, you know, our core, you know, mission really. But I think also looking at like how we actually can better connect buyers with sellers so that like they're actually buying something that they really want. I think that's kind of exciting to me because when you've worked at a software company for a really long time, something you hear about often, it's like a buzzword and it's a negative buzzword. It's churn. And that churn is like effectively like the killer in the SaaS world because as your user base and customer base gets bigger and bigger, as customers churn and that churn rate grows, it gets harder and harder to maintain your revenue. And so what kind of is really exciting to me is looking at like if we pair vendors that are, you know, selling software with buyers that are looking for that perfect type of software better together, like I think we can help businesses and vendors actually reduce their churn rate and also give them happier customers. So it's a kind of win-win for me in that world, actually. So I'm really excited to build content, start to educate the market on what it is that we do, because I think, you know, we've got great cut through in the tech space, but there's so many people outside of tech that still buy technology that are still yet to learn about G2 Crowd.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you took the time to come in here, and I'm sure everyone at G2 Crowd's happy that the first thing isn't to like change the logo or something. Freak out. My first thing is to change the color scheme to pink. Like that's probably a good thing. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to come in here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good luck,
Scott,
with everything. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's tech community, and welcome
thank
to
you.
G2 Crowd.
Excited to be on here again with you. Cheers.
Anytime. You guys know you were right above us. You're welcome to come down to the studio literally anytime you want.
Thanks, Scott.
And before we go, where do people go for G2 to find G2 Crowd?
I mean, I'd say go to our website, g2crowd.com, or you can obviously find us on Facebook and Twitter or LinkedIn.
And check out the blog because there's literally like 50 things a day that gets pushed
out there. Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Thanks again. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at technori, or you can follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.